Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Digest with Dolan. Today, we're going to be talking about a procedure called SIBS. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Dolan.
Thank you for having us.
All right, well, let's get straight into it. What is SIBS and, you know, what's involved in this procedure?
SIBS stands for stomach intestinal bypass with sleeve gastrectomy. And it is a relatively new procedure that combines the benefits of a sleeve gastrectomy with intestinal bypass. I am the only surgeon currently performing this procedure in Australia. Sleeve gastrectomy involves removing the bottom 75% of the stomach, thereby decreasing the amount of food that can be eaten by 75%. And sleeve also decreases the hunger hormone ghrelin by 75%. Intestinal bypass involves creating a shortcut between stomach and distal intestine so that 200 centimeters, or one third of the digestive tract, is bypassed. This means one third of all fats, sugars, and calories that are eaten are not absorbed. So SIBS is a combination of two existing procedures, namely sleeve gastrectomy and intestinal bypass.
So who would be the ideal candidate for this type of procedure?
Sleeve gastrectomy is recommended for patients that eat too much and are constantly hungry. Gastric bypass is recommended for patients who make bad food choices and eat too much fatty, sugary, or high-calorie foods. SIBS covers all three types of patients: those who eat too much, those who are constantly hungry, and those who make bad food choices also.
Okay, so then I guess on the flip side, who would not be a candidate for SIBS?
Patients who have only a small amount of weight to lose, such as 10 or 15 kilograms, should not have SIBS.
Right.
They are likely to lose much more weight than this. So SIBS is really for patients who have at least 30 kilograms of weight to lose.
Okay, I see. So tell us a little bit about what the recovery process is like for a procedure like this.
SIBS is done with keyhole and laparoscopic surgery and involves five small cuts the size of my fingertips on your abdomen. Patients spend two nights in hospital and require 1 week off work. Diet-wise, patients are on liquids for the first 2 weeks following surgery, then baby food for 2 weeks to allow 4 weeks for the staple lines to heal before commencing a normal solid diet again.
Cool. Well, if this procedure has piqued your interest or you have more questions, please don't hesitate to get in contact with Dr. Dolan via our website, www.drkevindolan.com.au, or contact the rooms directly. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Tristan.